Good morning.
Morning.
It's good to see you all here, especially those of you who are here for the baptism. Thank you. It's a celebration. We are going to celebrate. It's going to be wonderful. Our musicians, both of them are snowed in and cannot be here. So I don't want to sing a solo. Ever since COVID in 2021, when I got it, I've lost my singing voice. So I can't sing solos anymore. So I need for you to sing with me. Our opening hymn is a familiar one, O Come, Emmanuel. It's part of the sermon. So turn to 257. We're going to sing Acapulco. Okay, if you've never been there, you'll get it. Okay, a cappella. But we're going to sing certain verses. Let's start with 1 and 3, and we'll see how good you sound. And we might skip down to 6, or we may sing 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. Please rise as we sing O Come, Emmanuel. It's a familiar hymn. You can sing it loud like you mean it. Drown me out, that would be good. We'll start at my key. Sopranos, you're going to hate me because I'm a bass, but that's okay. I need to turn to it. 257, we start with verse 1 and we go to verse 3 right away. O Come, Emmanuel. O Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive from all unrighteousness. Let's confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. O most merciful God, we confess we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may rise for the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise found on pages 138 and following. Page 138 in the front of the hymn. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Our hymn of praise is a familiar Christmas hymn also. We turn to it now. Hymn number 244, we sing verses 1 and 4 only, even without a musician or with a musician. We're going to sing verses 1 and 4, the first and last verse. 244. And I'll try to start on a good key.
Rejoice, rejoice, believers, and let your light appear. The evening is advancing, and darker night is near. The bridegroom is arising, and soon is drawing nigh. Up, pray, and watch, and wrestle. At midnight comes the cry, verse 4. Our hope and expectation, O Jesus, now appear. Arise, O sun, so long for this benighted sphere. With hearts and hands uplifted, we plead, O Lord, to see the day of earth's redemption that sets your people free.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray together in unison the prayer of the day, found on the first page of your readings and prayers bulletin insert, or the first page of the bulletin itself. We pray this prayer of the day together in unison as a congregation. Let us pray. Almighty God, stir up your power and come. By your merciful protection, awaken us to the threatening dangers of our sins, and keep us blameless until the coming of your new day. Through Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning. The first reading today comes from Isaiah. Oh, that you would tear upon the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, and the fire ceases water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds, so that we did not expect, we came down the mountain, quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for God. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your way. But you were angry, and we sinned, Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become all one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf. And our iniquities, like the wind, takes us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hands of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. You are the clay and you are our potter. We are all the works of your hands. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquities forever. Now consider, we are all your people. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is Psalm 180, verses 1 through 7. Give ear, and we will read it responsibly. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead like Joseph, like a flock.
You who are enthroned upon the cherubim,
shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and stir up your might and come to save us.
Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved.
O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers?
You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them your tears to drink in full measure.
You make us the scorn of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh among themselves.
Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved.
But let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one whom you made strong for yourself.
Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call on your name.
Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. The word of the Lord. The second reading today comes from the 1 Corinthians. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus, the Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given to you, the Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him in speech and knowledge of every kind. Just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among us, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus the Christ. We will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus the Christ. God is faithful by him, and you were called into the fellowship of God's Son, Christ Jesus the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise and we will speak together the Alleluia verse found in your worship bulletins, readings, and prayers for the gospel. Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia. The Holy Gospel for today, the first Sunday of Advent, the first Sunday of the new church year, is from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus speaks to his disciples and followers, saying, "But in those days, after suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. For the fig tree learned its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Amen, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or in the midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn. Or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Let us pray at this time in preparation for the sermon. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. Last night we had the first of two concerts. Last night, 7 o'clock, it was the, and I got it wrong last night, American Falls Christmas Festival concert by Music in the Park. Chamber's no longer doing it, but the Music in the Park women are doing it, and it was marvelous. We set up chairs. We had so many people. We set up chairs. It was great. And we had people from Rockland, American Falls, Aberdeen, Chubbuck, Pocatello, and Blackfoot. Yeah, performing, let alone in the audience sitting. So it was a good thing. And some of the performers are going to do a concert at 6 o'clock. Tavasi, out of Rockland. Tavasi, next Saturday, 6 o'clock, Performance Arts Center at the high school. I've been before. It's really wonderful. They have over 100 kids doing their whole Christmas thing and lights and all kinds of stuff. They had probably 20 here last night out of the 100. Five of the girls. How many of you, I was going to begin the service with a test, and I still have a test for you. But how many of you remember the Spice Girls from the 1990s? Be honest now, you're in church. Spice Girls, you're not too old to know the Spice Girls. Okay? There was Scary Spice and Ginger Spice, and I don't know them because I wasn't into them. They were, yeah. I was more into, yeah, we'll get into that in a minute. Spice Girls. And they had a joke about all five of the girls' names, Spice Girls. And they were going to have Cher to go on tour with them. Cher. Sonny and Cher, okay. Cher, she's my generation. Thank you very much. 1970s, okay, and late 60s. They were going to have Cher, and she'd be Old Spice. Ba-dum-bum. Now, that was their little joke, Old Spice. I love Cher. Cher is 80 years old this year, and she doesn't look a year over 40. Quote me. I love Cher. I love her music. I took offense at Old Spice. My grandfather used to wear that all the time. Old Spice. You know, I thought, well, okay, Grandpa. Okay, Sam. Anyhow, I have a test for you, because this singer is also 80 years old this year. So some of you may not know who this is, okay? And that's okay. The test. She was a rock and roll and folk singer. She sang duets with her sister, winking and blinking and nod, and her husband, James Taylor. She is best known for her hit, which became number one on the charts worldwide, You're So Vain, You Probably Think This Song Is About You. And it was sung about her husband, James Taylor. Ah, they were separated by them. Okay, you think you know who it is? Yeah? Okay? She sang the theme song for one of the James Bond movies. I forgot that till I Googled her. 1977, James Bond movie. I don't know which one it was, you know, something about dying or something. But she sang the theme song for the James Bond movie in 1977. But she also sang a song that was used in a TV commercial. And that's where I'm going today. Anticipation. Remember the song Anticipation? It's keeping me waiting. Heinz Ketchup bought the rights to Anticipation. Okay? She never sold the rights, not to get political in the pulpit, she never sold the rights to You're So Vain, You Probably Think This Song Is About. A lot of people wanted to do commercials and all that kind of thing. She never sold the rights until 2020. Then she sold the rights, okay, to the Democratic Party for the election. Do you think you know who she is? Anticipation is keeping me waiting. Carly Simon, okay? She's 80 years old this week, okay? 80, not this week, this year. Carly Simon, the singer. But anticipation. I was thinking about it all this week. You know, the gospel reading is keep awake, anticipation. Now, I'm 64 years old. You know that. I look 85, but I'm 64 years old. And you would think I'm not going to act like a 5 or 6 year old, but I am. Okay? I go to the door now 2 or 3 times a day, anticipating a package on the porch. I don't know anybody's going to send me one. Okay? I only have one friend that always says, I sent you a package today. It'll come in 3 days. I'm tracking it. Now, my mother and my sister, they don't tell me when they send a package or anything, and that's fine, because it's like a surprise on the porch. But it's been snowing. I've been shoveling snow. 4 different households in my block, and at church, too. Thank you, Gary Ferguson. You did way more than I did. And so I don't want the package to get snowed on. When the snow comes from the north, my whole carpet, my whole entryway is covered with snow. My sister sent me a box for Thanksgiving. The whole bottom was all wet and saturated, because it had snowed and it hadn't melted on the carpet. And luckily nothing, you know, potholders she sent me. Yay, okay. Anyhow, it was wet. And so I'm looking 3 or 4 times a day for packages on my front porch, because 'tis the season, right? Ho, ho, ho. Anticipation. So I thought of Carly Simon this week. Anticipation is keeping me waiting. Last Sunday was the last Sunday of the church year. Christ the King Sunday. And we had as our readings and lessons, Old Testament and New Testament, the end times. Today is the first Sunday of the new church year, Advent 1, so we light the candle. One candle only. The acolytes wanted to light all 5. It's like, not yet. Christmas Eve, we'll light all 5. But one candle this week and then one candle each week following. The explanation for the candles in the worship bulletin, take it home. No more recycling, take home the bulletin, read the bulletin. So we begin with end times, we start with end times. Anticipating Christ's coming, okay? Now, there are a number of ways we anticipate Christ's coming during this season, right? In a manger, as a baby, we remember his birth, okay? The birthday of Christ. We anticipate his coming in the Christmas festivities. The concert last night, there's another concert tonight, AF Sharp, 7 o'clock. It'll be packed. They haven't done it here for 3 years, I think. And so it'll probably be packed. Chairs will be set up. We anticipate Christ in a number of ways. But I often have people say to me, when will Jesus come again, Pastor? Especially in the past couple months, with wars across the world, with all that's going on politically and socially and economically, when is Jesus going to come, Pastor? And it's a valid question. Jesus says to his disciples, because they were asking the same thing, about that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. So beware, keep alert, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It's like being a 5 or 6 year old or being Pastor Beek at 64, going to his door 3 or 4 times a day to see if there's a package there. Because bless the UPS guys, you know, the postal carriers, the mail carriers, they don't knock on the door, ring the doorbell. But UPS, I have a doorbell that's lit up, and that goes ding dong. They never use it. They knock on the door, and I know I'm becoming an old man, and I've got friends that say, you should look at hearing aids really soon. And I was like, well, gee, thanks. You should look at a walker really soon, you know. Anyhow, and so sometimes I don't hear the knock on the door. And I may be busy writing a sermon or vacuuming the carpet or something. I'm cooking supper in the kitchen, and I don't always hear the knock. So 3 or 4 times a day, I go to the door and open the door and go, anticipation is keeping me waiting. Okay? I love Heinz ketchup, by the way. It was a great commercial. Google it. If you got a Google machine, go home and Google Heinz ketchup commercial, 1970s. They were classics. Right up there with Cher. Okay? They were classics. About that day or that hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. Last week, the gospel was from the end of Matthew, the last sermon that Jesus preached. And he said, when you minister to the least of these, the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the sick, and the imprisoned, you minister to me, Jesus. When you see the face of Christ,
When you see the face of God, it's in the least of these, those who are hungry and thirsty, those who are naked, those who are in prison and sick. When will Jesus come again, Pastor B? Jesus is already here. Jesus is already here. We haven't lit all five candles yet. We haven't done the manger scene. That's in two Sundays from today. Okay? Jesus is already here. The body of Christ, the church, in the community, God's children, God's sons and daughters, God is with them. Today, we are going to baptize Harley, Amelia, Gallegos. Next Sunday, we'll be baptizing the Crest grandchild, okay, Joanna. What a way to start the new year with two baptisms 2 weeks in a row. New life, forgiveness of sin, and the presence of God in their life today and forever. Now, whether they accept that presence or not, you know, my sister sent me pot holders for Thanksgiving that she sewed herself on her sewing machine. And they're wonky. Oh. The one pot holder has bagels on it and Oregon State ducks. The other pot holder has Christmas trees and Santa Claus. But they're good, okay? They're good. She sent me pot holders. And Christ was present in the gift. The gifts we are given by God, Christ is present at. The body and blood of Christ given and shed for you, Christ is present here with you, even without an organist or pianist, okay? Come tonight, there'll be piano players in that. But even without those leaders in our worship service, Christ is here. The Paschal candles lit three times during the year. Once during baptisms, once during funerals, and during the 50 days of Easter, as a sign that Christ is present with us today as we baptize Harley. When I look into Harley's face at baptism, I will see the face of Christ and the face of God. When we look into our family members, not only 5 and 6 year olds who are getting ready for Christmas and they're anticipating, oh boy, they're like Pastor Meek at the door, as UPS, you know. I have a joke with my friend from seminary. The Wells Fargo wagon. The Wells Fargo wagon's coming. You know, look out the door. Forget UPS and FedEx and all that kind of thing. We anticipate God with us. And so you sang, and you sang well. We're going to try to sing the second hymn and the final hymn, too. Soon and very soon, you're going to rock the place. Okay, better than Tavasi. We sang as our first hymn on this first day of the new year, the first day of the church year. We sang as our first hymn, O come, Emmanuel. And you know, after 15 years of me being in this pulpit, that Emmanuel means God is with us. God is with us, not only with Harley today, not only with those who will commune at the table, body and blood given for you, but God is with us now. When is Jesus coming, Pastor Beek? Well, I'm not Jesus, so I can't answer that. Jesus answered, but about that day or hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. When you minister to the least of these, the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the sick, the imprisoned, you minister to me. I, Jesus Christ, was in your presence. Pun intended. Jesus Christ was in the presence of a couple of wonky pot holders my sister gave me for Thanksgiving to hold my turkey. And I know that out of love. It's not that they're perfect. It's not, you know, that it's sewn perfectly or that the fabric matches or, you know, it's that she sewed them out of love. And in her face, I can see the face of Christ. Christ has come. We begin the church year with, come, Lord Jesus. Okay? God is with us, Emmanuel. There's an old saying that says, everything will be all right at the end. If it's not all right, it's not the end. I like that. Everything will be all right in the end. If it's not all right, it's not the end. And then I add, maybe it's just the beginning. For Harley, for you, for me. Keep awake, therefore, Jesus says, and anticipate. Anticipation It's keeping me waiting. Amen. Okay. I have no musicians here to offend, because I'm changing the music. Turn to hymn number 442, which is the next one that we were supposed to be singing. Oh, happy day when we shall stand is the end times. Okay? And when they picked that hymn, they didn't know there would be a baptism.
41.
Nope, 242. I'm changing my mind.
Oh.
That's wrong. The bulletin's wrong. That's wrong. I'm changing my mind. Unless you want to... Andrew, you can lead 241. You come up here and you sing 241. No, 242 is what I want you to turn to. The next hymn, we were supposed to sing 241. Andrew's right. Oh, happy day when we shall sing, because it's about the end times. Well, we're going to sing about Harley and the beginning. It's just the beginning. So all who believe and are baptized, it's a familiar hymn to this congregation. I will try to sing it on a good key. It goes up high. I'm a bass, you know that. But if you want to lead it, any sopranos want to come up and lead it, sing your key. Okay? We're going to sing both verses. By the time we get done with the first one, you'll know the second one. So, all who believe and are baptized, 442. All who believe and are baptized shall see the Lord's salvation. Baptized into the death of Christ, they are a new creation. Through Christ's redemption, they will stand among the glorious heavenly band of every tribe and nation. With one accord, O God, we pray, grant us your Holy Spirit. Help us in our infirmity through Jesus' blood and merit. Grant us to grow in grace each day by holy baptism, that we may eternal life inherit. You're good. You're hired. A.F. Sharp's got nothing on you guys, okay? I invite the congregation to turn to page 227. I invite all the baptismal candidate family and anyone that wants to come up at this time, bring a hymnal with you. Page 227, baptismal family, come up, sponsors, whomever is coming with you. Okay, congregation, turn to 227, because you're involved in this. Everyone's invited, anyone who would like to come up. Okay, you guys, I'll ask you for different things. Okay, we're going to serve more the water. Okay, and I'll tell you about it. Sarah, you're going to be pouring the water. You're going to flip her. Here, I'll tell you when to go get it. Come on up. Everyone's welcome. And if you want to sit in the front pew and just be that close, that's fine too. You don't have to stand up there. You need hymnals, though, guys. Grab the hymnals over there. Hymnals, page 227, because you're going to be reading things and confessing your faith and all kinds of fun things. Yeah, distribute them to everybody. There you go. You can share. Thank you, guys. Give them to people. Page 227. Okay, people holding babies tonight, you may want to hold a hymnal for her. 227. Page 227. Okay? In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus the Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity by water. And the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ, living with Christ and in the communion of saints. We grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Parents and sponsors and family, anyone who would like to join in, would you please present, say, we present Harley, Amelia, and after I say it, we present Harley, Amelia, Gallegos for Holy Baptism. We present. Go ahead.
We present Harley Amalia Gallegos for baptism.
Amalia.
Amalia.
Okay. Prince Charles's name wrong at the wedding. That was a train wreck. Amalia. A-A-A-L. Amalia. See, I got it wrong all week. I was practicing. Okay, see, that's why we have you present. Harley, Amalia, the Legos. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, you have presented your child to receive the gift of holy baptism, and you are entrusted with the responsibilities to live with them among God's faithful people, to bring them the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, and place in their hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture them in faith and prayer, so that your children may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and that work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help your children grow in Christian faith and life? So I'll answer in unison, I do.
I do.
Sponsors, do you promise to nurture these persons, this young lady, in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit, and to help them live in covenant of baptism and in communion with the church? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
People of God, this is where you chime in, the bottom of page 228, if you're not there. Page 228. People of God, do you promise to support Harley, Amalia, the Legos, and the prayer for and pray for them in their new life in Christ?
We do.
Congregation, I now invite you to also respond with responses on top of page 229, along with the parents, the family, and the sponsors, and then to confess your faith in the same way. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God?
I renounce sin.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce sin.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus the Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life.
Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
I thought it was her.
She was just started too.
I was asleep. My father, my daughter. Okay, when I say the word water, I'm for okay, the whole picture. Top of page 230. You're a part of this. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your holy word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into the freedom of the promised land. At the river Jordan your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set free from the power of sin and death and raise up all to live a new life in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are here washed by the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Harley, Amalia, Gallegos, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed be God, the source of all life, the word of salvation, and the spirit of mercy. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you gave your daughters and sons new birth. Cleanse Harley from sin and raise her up to eternal life. Sustain Harley, Amalia, Gallegos with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the gift of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
Harley Amalia, I seal you on both your forehead and on your breast, marked with the cross of Christ forever, marked that indeed you are a daughter of God and a child of God forever. Okay, light the candle. Can you reach it? Her older sister was pouring the water. We left out the older brother. I'm sorry, you're just here for good looks. Okay, older sister poured the water during the flood prayer. Her brother is going to hold the anniversary candle. This is the baptismal candle that we give all of our candidates, that every year on this date, they can light it and go, okay, it's not my birthday, it's not Christmas yet, why are we lighting this candle today? And her family can recount for them, the gifts given to her. The presence of God in her life today, not only in the world to come, but today and forever, forgiveness of sin and the gift of the Holy Spirit in her life. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have light of life. Let your light, Harley, so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This is where you come in again, okay? The bottom of page 231, family, sponsors, friends, you can join in with me. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We welcome you into the body of Christ, into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. Amen. Okay. Let me blow out the candle. Congratulations, kiddo. Yes, you can do that. Go for it. Go back. Okay. I'll come see you. Take that. And certificates, don't go away. Get the certificates, don't go away. Go away. Don't need those yet. We're not done with church. We got a long ways to go. Put them back. In the prayers of the church today, remembering our prayers in the church, Reverend Elizabeth Eaton and Reverend Megan Manlow are bishops in the ELCA. We also pray this whole month of December. Happy December. Anticipation. December 3rd.
Yay!
Okay. The Southeastern Idaho Community Action Agency, SICA, here in American Falls. Nationally and around the world, we still pray for the wars in Ukraine and Russia, Sudan, Gaza, and Israel. Their airstrikes are happening again. We pray for people who have lost property and lives during the past months due to these wars and due to hurricanes, shootings, earthquakes, and flooding. As we enter the season of joy and celebration, not everyone is joyful or celebrating, even within our own congregation and our own community. So remember, these people have lost life and property and are grieving. Thanksgiving prayer and joy celebration, we certainly pray for Harley, Amalia, I did say it right at the baptism, didn't I? I hope. Hardly Amalia Gallegos. And then due to death and burial this week, every day I kept adding to the list. We honor last Sunday, thank you very much, Todd. The flag was at half staff, and it was at half staff for a whole week until her burial on Wednesday and Thursday. Eleanor Roslyn Carter died on Sunday, November 19th. She was 96 years old. Our flag was at half staff during the whole week until she was buried on Wednesday and Thursday. She's the wife of President Jimmy Carter. She was First Lady of the United States from 1977, James Bond movie, Carly Simon sang the theme song, through 1980. Henry Kissinger, 100 years old, died this past Wednesday. He was Secretary of State. He advised 12 different presidents. I Googled it. I couldn't believe it. You know, Nixon, he was under, certainly, and the Cambodian and Vietnam Wars. But he advised 12 different presidents in his life. So we remember Henry Kissinger. Sandra Day O'Connor, 93 years old, died this past week. She was nominated by President Reagan during his administration. She was the first female or first woman on the Supreme Court. And she served from 1981 through 2006, I think it was. And then in our own community, we remember Eldon Ulrich, who died in the terrible accident on the interstate this past week. So remember him and his family in our prayers too. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, and for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. You may remain seated for the prayers of this day. Almighty God, we pray for the church. Lord, call your church into holy fellowship as we await the restoration of all things. Re-energize your faithful people to live with hope, grace, and compassion. Center us on your promise to come among us and make all things new. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. All creation signals your presence, O God. The vastness of the cosmos, the turn of the seasons, and living things that both rest and flourish during the winter months. Rekindle our commitment to care for the earth and all of your creation. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. You desire peace and justice in the world. Let the nations tremble at your holy presence, that justice and liberation prevail in all corners of the earth. Provide relief for those in war-torn areas of the world. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. Instead, let us show mercy, compassion, love, and hope to one another. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. As we enter into these holy days of Advent and Christmas, comfort your people and bring healing to all who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit, especially those we lift up before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Be with those who look to you for hope and healing. Be with those who are depressed, lonely, or isolated. Give patience to those waiting for answers. Grant hope to those who have reached the limits of treatment. And give compassionate hearts to those who accompany loved ones through illness and uncertainty. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church and all of the ministry are faithfully a part of. We give you thanks for the youth and adults who are preparing for the Christmas program. Fill us anew with your spirit, your joy, your love, your new life, and your hope. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you. Especially this day, we lift up Rosalind, Henry, Sandra, Eldon, and those who we name in our own hearts and in our own minds. Give us calm and peaceful hearts. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration for the lives of those whom we love. Turn our mourning into the joy, the new life, and hope in you. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we ever can ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning.
Yeah,
I just was waiting. Today in the church year is the first Sunday of the new church year, the first Sunday of Advent. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Shelby Henry. Happy birthday this week to Dawson Winder and Bill Meadows. Happy anniversary this week to Doug and Carol Whitnaw. Please read the announcements in the worship bulletin concerning the third annual Junk Gingerbread House Building Contest, the Sunday School Christmas Program and Christmas Feast, the worship services for December 24th, Christmas Eve. And are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections or additions to the ones found there?
Yes.
On behalf of the ladies of the church, 2 weeks from today we'll have the Christmas dinner, and we're looking for people to help with that. Sharon has the sign-up sheet today. We'll need turkeys and salads and desserts and whatever else. So if you can help with that 2 weeks from today, give Sharon a notice and she'll write it down and I'll take it to somebody else.
Okay, with that, I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion.
Oh, and we won't be singing. You're right, because I'm busy working here. So just sit, turn to the offertory prayer in the worship, and in the worship bulletin insert, reading the prayer, the offertory prayer, we're praying that together in unison. You'll be prepared when I get to that point. Let us pray. Merciful Father, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of him who offered himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Great Thanksgiving is found on page 144 in the front of the hymnal. I invite you to rise for the Great Thanksgiving. Page 144. We will speak all the parts of this today. The Lamb of God, the Holy, 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 and the Light. We'll speak the whole thing. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We
and salutary our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God. Through our Savior Jesus Christ, you comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to all his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he gave for all them to drink, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
We remain standing and we speak the hymn, Lamb of God, found on page 146 in the front of the hymnal. Lamb of God. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us. You may be seated. All's prepared. Come. May the Lord bless you and keep you this day and every day of your life. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we love you very much and for his grace always. May the Lord bless you and keep you this day and every day of your life. Amen. Body of Christ, give it to you. 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 Body of Christ given to you. Body of Christ given to you. Body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ given to you. 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 The 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 body of Christ. Body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ given to you. Body of Christ given to you. Body of Christ. Body of Christ given to you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Music during communion. Yay, Marilyn Allen. Thank you. She'll be listening to this, and so thank you, Marilyn. Please rise with the blessing, the prayer, the post-communion canticle. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Because we're going long, we will skip the hymn. You know it well, but we will skip it. The prayer. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you in favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, when we start singing, then you can put out the candles. Okay? I know you've been waiting. When we start singing, you put out the candles. We are going to sing this. I don't know how many verses. 439. 439. Soon and very soon, he's turning to it faithfully. Oh, there's four verses. Let's see how it goes. We may do one and four. We may do, I don't know what we're doing. I'll do signs. I can do signs with one hand. Okay, first one.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the king. Verse 2, no more crying there, we are going to see the king. No more crying there, we are going to see the king. No more crying there, we are going to see the king. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the king.
Verse 3, you're on a roll.
No more dying there, we are going to see the king.
Go ahead.
No more dying there, we are going to see the king. No more dying there, we are going to see the king. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the king.
Verse 4, we end at the bottom of the page.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the king.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.